The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Okay. So guys, as we were having our discussion about the increase in the inflation rate of 1.5% in the month of April, please help me welcome our guest today, Kumar Maharaj, a former president of the Supermarket Association. Hello, Mr. Maharaj. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, and it's a very rainy afternoon, so be careful when you're going home.
Of course, yes. All right, thanks so much for that. Thanks so much. So let's get into it, Mr. Maharaj. So we know that we have been looking at the article today in The Guardian stating that inflation rate slightly higher in April, and that's a slight rate of 1%, and this was reported by the CSO, right? Now, for some persons, they don't understand the logistics behind inflation and the rates, and some people don't even notice. So let's start with breaking down that a bit. Now, as someone who has been deeply involved in the grocery industry, in the supermarket, 63 years.
Starting from $100 to what it is today.
Wow.
Westside, Jumbo Foods, Arima, Discount Mart, and many other, from $100.
Wow.
So if I make it, anybody could make it.
But of course, so, and we're using man to talk to today.
Yes.
So as someone deeply involved in the grocery industry, how would you describe the impact of inflation on supermarkets today? Talk to us a bit about that.
It's starting to show its head, but it's frightening the head I'm seeing. Toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Toilet paper went up this week by 20%.
20%?
Wow. Cheese went up by 10%.
Mm.
And it's all because of the freight. And it's part of it is because of what Trump is doing. So they are looking at other directions to bring guns to Trinidad.
Mm.
Now there's a shortage of cargo boats all over the world. It's not something you can go and buy in a grocery, a ship. So they have to use what they have, and they are making it cheaper for them to do short-term visits, from New Zealand to Australia, New Zealand to India. But when they have to come to Trinidad, it goes from New Zealand to Germany to England, England to Barbados. Yes, and then it comes to Trinidad, because they have to do it now that way.
Mm.
So it's about 3 or 4 offload and load back again. And all that is causing increase in costs.
Mm.
Now, having toilet paper, which is paper on the whole, gone up by 20%. Some even gone up by even more than that.
Right.
But this, I the problem with me is that the customers have me where I am today.
Mm.
And in response, I have a very small markup because I want to give them back. I give back to the customers who have me where I am today. So we give back, and we try to keep it as tight as possible with the markup and so on.
Yeah.
Our markup is very small because I want the customers to bet. When we have customers who are age and they're using the adult diapers, we virtually sell that for cost price. That is our give back to society.
Mm.
So coming back to this thing now here, it's going to get worse, and it's going to spread throughout the 20,000 items that we sell average in our grocery. It doesn't spread towards it.
Oh.
It's frightening to see what I'm seeing happen.
Happening
and
right now.
The next problem adding to that is that you're getting goods coming in from these countries, because we don't have much goods coming from Trinidad here.
Mm-hmm.
And in any case, the raw material comes from foreign. We don't make tomato to make ketchup here. The raw material comes from the middle, from Central America and so on.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So by the time it reaches Trinidad, the expiry date gone to about 30 days now,
Wow.
Wow is joke. You understand? Hmm. So this is the true picture of I'm seeing it. I'm kind of very, very concerned
about
what I'm seeing in the future.
Yeah.
It has started already.
Right. Because you just mentioned that that one area why these prices would increase because of freight. But how much is due to, let's say, for instance, our local factors? Is it that when it reaches here, they put on an additional price? How does that go?
Well, when it comes here, based on the category of the item, mm-hmm. it comes in here duty free or no this or that. Yeah, but it depends on the category. But most food items doesn't have any tax on it.
Mm.
You understand? But then, if the costs increase, there every reason the suppliers, when you look at the raw material,
right.
they have increased the cost to supply. I'm just going to reference the tomato.
Okay.
Because we should be, I am. That is my field, my qualified field, quality control.
Mm-hmm.
I was on courses already where we could have supplied everything. We could be self-sufficient in food in this country here.
Right.
If the powers that be will push agriculture. Agriculture is a big money spender, you know.
Yeah.
Big, big, big. There were times we used to export planting and tanya and pig, everything up in North America and New York and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that should be... and we could start to have response on local production of agriculture within 6 months, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, short term.
Yeah.
Tomato, we could start to sell to make ketchup. But the ketchup comes from Central. All we doing is feeding everybody else except ourselves.
Mm.
You understand? Agriculture is important, very, very important for us in this country. Now, let's look at beef now. Beef, suddenly, countries who never used to buy beef from Australia and New Zealand starting to buy it now. And they're not interested in where you have a problem to pay you money.
Mm-hmm.
When they offer, you know, sometimes for at 5 cents, they will send it to somebody else.
Right.
Because they get in the U.S. all the time.
Well, yeah.
We have to tell them, we is going to average 10 containers a month. In all things considered, peas and beans and meat and so on. We are one of the biggest suppliers of meat in the country.
Mm.
But we have in serious problems to pay them with their foreign exchange.
Yeah.
But they offer in Russia. Russia have no problem with U.S. currency.
Mm-hmm.
They sell in China. China have no problem. So they rather sell all these people and them because they're not interested in where you're getting your money to pay. We want the money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things that's causing a serious escalation in cost.
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
Mm. Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's...
And then they had to wait. We had to beg them as well. I'll give you another month.
Give you a little something. Yeah.
I'll give you a little blind. Yeah, we had the money. We just... You are sure.
Mm.
They're not interested in that because.
Well, I know, come in and ask you that because I know when I want my money, I want it now. And I know them don't want to hear no sad story from us.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, I got you.
You remember one of the powers that we see, well, my salary go up, I want my money now.
And my money don't sleep outside.
You know? So it's a very, very frightening situation.
Yeah.
And it was not prepared for in this country,
mm-hmm.
for this onslaught. And we're going to pay a very high price for it.
Yes.
I'm not trying to frighten the nation, but it's the
people. No, but we're seeing it. Because...
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Seeds went up this week.
Seeds.
And toilet paper went up this week.
Hmm.
I sell like about 1,200 bales of toilet paper a month. One size up 12 bucks. It went up. You know the kind of remarks people making to us?
No, what is it?
All your planes, all your ripping off people, and all your waiting, all your having in stock, and carry it up on all your own. And even more, I would not, rather not make this statement. What kind of remarks are you making? Changes a new government.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So it is very, very sarcastic remarks we get in from consumers. And we are not to be blamed for that.
Yes.
It's a national thing, but it is a supply and demand.
Yeah.
We cannot get it. So if we have to get it, we have to pay the price. And they're not interested.
They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that at all.
They don't want to hear you're having problems to get U.S. They're
yeah.
not. Perhaps somebody else is glad with it because it's very few countries having problems with U.S., you know, especially in our level of imports.
Yes. So let me ask you this, Mr. Mirage, right? Let me just ask you this. Now, we know when something, the price of something increases, it have any item... Given your experience in the supermarket industry, it have any item that inflation proof, that something that just doesn't go up?
There will be item that doesn't go up, but you see, these items will be not fast moving items. You understand? So when we could have normally don't keep that kind of stock of slow moving items. Mm. But these items, not, no, I have about 20,000 items in website.
Right.
But not all will go up, you know, eventually. But short term, more demand items will go up.
Mm.
The demand items, the rice, the sugar, the flour, the toilet paper, what people use every day.
Every day,
but
right.
The other items will slow down. And even the buying pattern changed now, you know.
The who?
Buying pattern has changed with the consumer.
Oh, right.
People used to come and buy, pull a trolley and buy. Now I have never seen what I see now. People come with a list.
But that is something I was now having the conversation with our listeners. I would go with a list, and that is all I'm buying. And I'm going to average the amount it comes up to. And that's the money I work in with, because I know if I work with any more money that I supposed to spend, that's bacchanal and confusion.
Oh, yeah. And, so, you know, one of the things I enjoy is chatting with the customers.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of my give back. You know, I defend the other people, you know. I just give back to society. You don't come by me and I actually give back.
Mm.
You know that. But we just give back in by way of pricing, by way of, you know, helping poor people and all kind of things.
Right.
So when you're chatting with the customers now, I see a customer and the man used to buy a whole trolley full of goods in every month. The man say he buying every day now. What they decide to cook, he come in and buy in that in negotiation on a day-to-day.
Right.
Our day-to-day customers has improved, and they're buying what they really need.
What they need.
On a day-to-day basis.
Now that you mentioned about the shopper, right? Shopper behavior. Have you noticed since prices started raising, have you seen a difference, like a vast difference in their behavior when it comes to shopping?
Boy, let me tell you something. You know what has increased?
What's that?
Shoplifting has increased by 7%. You understand? And it's also fighting that because we have to increase security too.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That's a impact of the increase, and people just can't afford it because, you see, every supermarket I have a target group.
Right.
My target group is middle high, middle low.
Right.
And I
middle high, middle low, what's that?
Yeah.
Like middle income?
It's like the teacher or the civil servant,
right.
But those with fixed salaries.
Mm.
Fixed salary means that is your gross income, and that's all you have to spend when the month comes.
Mm-hmm.
And expenditures have increased, where income has not increased.
Mm.
So, you know, that is one of the things that there's a bit of disparity there in people's shopping pattern. The pattern change. All the exotic items and the expensive things, we have to start to discontinue those items because people just can't afford it.
Can't afford it.
And they will attempt, decent people would attempt shoplifting.
Yeah.
I had to increase security. Serious increase. Security.
All right. So, guys, good afternoon. If you're not joining us, I'm here with Mr. Maharaj, a former president of the Supermarket Association. And we're talking about the inflation increase, just about 1%. And this is according to the Central Statistic Office. And that was in April 2025. But, Mr. Maharaj, let's talk some more. Smaller groceries or parlors, how do you think they are coping with the inflation? As compared to big supermarkets, if you're aware?
Yeah, well, number one, you will see a lot of them folding up.
Mm.
Because there is no solution to this problem in the near future. In addition to that, their big companies have already started to fold up. I'm not painting a bad picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being real. By the end of this month, there's a company who will sell a set of lights all over the country. They're starting to close down.
Mm.
In South, three big outfits, I'd rather not call the name,
right,
closed down already.
Wow.
And so this is what's going to happen. This is going to be the trend.
Mm.
Lots of people, only the strong will survive.
Hmm.
Only the strong will survive.
Wow.
The shopping pattern has changed. People going from wherever they have it, who have a better price. Yeah, it's called cherry picking.
Mm.
They go and shop which have the cheaper year, and they buy that next door, and they buy that next one. So cherry pickers. Mm-hmm. This is not something that we can only depend on a cherry picker.
Of course. So, guys, I want you to get into the conversation. Send me a WhatsApp message to 306-106. While we are talking about the inflation increase by just about 1% for the month of April so far. And we are here with Mr. Miraj, the former president association supermarket, president of the Supermarket Association, former one. All right. So it's just about 4:24, Mr. Miraj, and I'm going to start to wrap up our conversation here. But I have two more questions for you. Now, looking back on your time with the Supermarket Association, have we ever seen a period like this before, or worse?
We had similar situations like this, but it was short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
This one here is looking long haul. This is going to be long haul. Now, you are talking about 1.5% inflation. It's more than that. It's more than that.
It's more.
When you add on to that, it could run into 3-5% inflation.
Mm.
You know, when you add on to it, because you understand, when you use the math inside it, that is, inflation means that you're spending 7, but you're getting back 6.
Wow.
After 3-month period, that is considered inflation.
Mm.
You understand? So it is even more than 1.5% inflation. It will be more than that at the end of the month.
At the end of the month, yes. And it's just a matter of we just having to cope with it. Is there anything that we can do?
Well,
as a citizenry or even the government, is there anything can be done?
Well, I feel that instead of government subsidizing this and that, subsidized food.
I'm
not talking about groceries. I'm talking about basic items. Subsidize it. Rice, sugar, flour, because these are the basic things, and this is how people buy in now. Subsidized food. Don't get them, don't charge no fat and all this. But I'm not talking about Johnny Walker and Scotch whiskey and all that thing, you know.
Mm.
I feel that if you feel to drink them kind of exotic things, that should be taxed. Cigarettes should be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
But food items, basic, let people be able to get food in the house for the family. Basic food.
Basic
macaroni,
food.
Macaroni, ketchup, and that type of thing. My advice is that reduce these items and subsidize it.
Right.
Don't take off that. Subsidize it.
I agree with that, you know. And before I got you onto the line today, we were talking about plastic cheese and plastic rice. And one person called and said, well, listen, these, not the manufacturers, the business owners know about this plastic cheese and plastic rice. What's your thoughts on that? Because for some time we have been receiving that as consumers, and only when we put the cheese, let's say for instance the cheese, when we put the cheese to cook, that is when we realize, well, like something, the cheese not melting. What's your thoughts on that? Is this something that has been happening for a long time?
No. That is not recent like this year, you know.
Mm.
But that is a. I feel that I'm subject to correction. I feel that I have ingredients in it that is acceptable by the human body, but is not healthy.
Mm.
I would not recommend people buy that type of cheese.
We wouldn't know. You know.
No, buy. Buy the cheddar cheese. Don't buy the cheddar exotic things again, you know.
Oh.
You understand? You have your normal cheddar cheese. It's the biggest cheddar cheese in the whole of Trinidad. Everybody does eat that one.
Mm.
But you have good sources of good cheese.
Right.
You understand? Select what you're buying. You understand? That is reasonable and it's good for the human body.
Mm.
But don't go and buy classic this and classic that.
Yeah, but sometimes we doesn't know only until we start to cook the food. Some people say they would pick up plastic macaroni, and only when they're boiling it, they realize, but this macaroni not
then
finishing boil. That's for 7 o'clock in the morning. That's for 7 o'clock. last question before we go, Mr. Maharaj.
Yeah.
If you were still leading the association today, what would your top priorities be?
The top priority is to make sure that the consumers are comfortable.
Mm.
And, you know, it is a time, I am doing it, it is a time when people in my position is doing their part. I will ask the supermarket industry to lower their markup, and not saying to give away your goods, lower your markup on the basic items to help the consumers.
Yes.
Because the expenditures are there. The expenditures is increasing, but your income is not increasing. So do your part. As I say, remember what I said earlier on? Consumers have me where I am today.
Yes.
And in response to them, to give back to them, to thank them, we have a markup. Our prices are highly reasonable. And, you know, we do everything to make the consumers as comfortable as possible.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Murad, for joining us today. And I know about the sponsoring of the 7 o'clock news. Thanks so much for that. I love the jingle. Let me just put that out there. So, thanks for joining us, and I hope we have you here next time.
No problem.
Have a good one.
All the best.
Yes, same
very
to you.
Outside, so be careful.
So be careful on the roads. Gotcha. Thanks so much for that piece of advice. Thanks so much. So,
the best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.